Okay, even though.
Thursday nights
seems to be dwindling. And what does that mean? What could that mean? And how would I feel?
How would I feel?
All the ways,
I'm practiced
in fear of the unknown. Fear of closure.
Fear of grief.
The way I feel grief.
And fear it.
All the ways.
I'm
very practiced.
In
fearing change.
Even before it's here.
All the ways I'm programmed.
To fear change.
Before it even happens.
New jobs.
New decisions.
New lifestyles.
All the ways.
I have a habitual response.
Of fear
of an unknown future
that I don't even control.
I'd really like to let that go.
All the ways
humans
have no practice
staying
in the present moment.
No practice
trusting
that one present moment
will evolve
into another.
Safely,
comfortably.
And it's true.
It's been very, very difficult,
To be human.
And what right do I
have
to think
I could have it easier?
I could be happy.
No matter what changes come.
Or don't come.
What right do I have?
To enjoy this lifetime,
when so few do.
What right do I have?
To feel happy,
even if
lots of things,
are out of my control.
What right do I have?
To really know happiness,
at a core level.
With zero explanation.
I only know how to justify happiness.
Explain it.
I don't know
how to connect
authentically
with true power
within me.
My heart,
my consciousness
is capable,
will be capable,
is evolving into being capable
of true happiness
with
all the struggle,
all the negative emotion,
all the control issues
I've already explored.
I'm here for all of it.
For the first time in history.
For the first time in all my lifetimes.
For the first time in all of my ancestors.
This lifetime.
I get to play.
I get to explore.
I get to contribute.
Through the whole range
of every single emotion.
And rapidly evolving
consciousness.
And I'm so sorry
that I don't know
how that's supposed to feel.
And I'm so sorry
I resist it
without even knowing how.
And I'm so sorry
that I slow myself down
when it sounds so easy.
And I'm so sorry
that I would fear it,
the very thing
I want most.
All the ways
I'm disappointed in me.
I really want to let that go.
All the ways
I believe
I'm unworthy,
unpracticed,
unprepared
for a deep
sense of power
of myself
on a planet
where I have no control.
I want to know my heart
in a way
that my mind has peace.
And that's not been done.
And I don't mind going first.
And I want to make peace.
I want to create peace.
I want to expand peace.
By exploring
exploring the potential of my heart. Oh, I don't trust my heart. I can't trust my heart.
It's been broken.
It's been devastated.
It's been betrayed.
It's been abandoned. It's been lied to. I can't trust my heart.
I have no practice
truly enjoying
my heart.
It's always cost me too much.
All the perceptions I have
that keep me in conflict
between the mind and the heart.
I really want to give myself permission
to let that go.
To know
that I do know how to discern.
I do know how to make choices.
I know how to change my mind.
It is appropriate.
It could be appropriate
for me
to finally
feel safe
with my heart,
with the connecting,
the uniting,
the awesome power
of a mind and heart
working together
in the human experience.
I give myself permission
to be open to the possibility
that I could love myself,
trust myself,
show up for myself,
enjoy
the miracle
that I am.
Okay, big breath.